Today's daf is Vachem Daf Chof Gimel, and we are about 25 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Beis Amid Beis, the two dots, Tomei Pos. So the Mishnah had mentioned different people that would be possible to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Not only are they possible, but if they b'dieved did the Avodah would be Mechulo. One of those psulim mentioned in the Mishnah is a Tomei, and today's daf is very much going to be a pirush on the words of the Mishnah, Tomei Pasul. Now, today's daf is known in yeshivas as the sugya of the Ziknei Daroi. It's not the easiest daf in Shas, and it requires a little bit of an introduction. So there's a halacha revacha b'Yisrael that tuma hutra b'tzibur. What does tuma hutra b'tzibur mean? In the event that roiv of Klal Yisrael are tame, or in the event that roiv of the kohanim were tame, the halacha is that the yidden were allowed to bring karbonos tzibur. Meaning, ordinarily, if somebody's tame, he can't bring a karbon. If, however, roiv of Klal Yisrael is tame, or if roiv of the kohanim are tame, the halacha is we say tuma hutra b'tzibur. Now the karbonos would be able to be brought. The makar is a gemara mesechtes psachim daf ayin zayin amar aleph. The gemara learns it from the word bimayadoi. It says by the karbon tamid es karboni lachmi leishai reach nichoichi tishmeru lahakrov li bimayadoi. It says regarding the karbon pesach v'yasu b'nei yisrael es ha pesach bimayadoi. Bimayadoi teaches us afilu betoma that a carbon tzibur could be brought, afilu b'tuma. What does it mean, afilu b'tuma? If roiv of Klal Yisrael or if roiv of the kohanim would be tame. It's interesting. Throughout Shas, there's a machloikis where the tuma hutra b'tzibur or tuma dechuya b'tzibur. If tuma is hutra b'tzibur, it means that in the event that roiv of Klal Yisrael is tame, the way we view the tuma klape, the karbonos tzibur, is as if it's not even there. Meaning, the laws of tuma don't even apply relative to karbonos tzibur. If tuma is tchuyah b'tzibur, it means the tuma is there. However, the chshivos of the karbon tzibur is going to be able to be doicha the tuma. There are many nafkaminas, whether tuma is hutra b'tzibur or tuma is tchuyah b'tzibur. One notable nafkamina, the Gemara says that if tuma is tchuyah b'tzibur, the way tuma tchuyah b'tzibur works is with the ritzui of the tzitz. So we know that the tzitz was one of the begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore, but it also had an ability to be meratza. So just like an avoidas meratza, the tzitz had an ability to be meratza as well. We'll actually see more about the ritzui of the tzitz in the course of today's daf. But the tzitz had the ability to be meratza, specifically as it relates to tumah. So for example, in the event that a kohen would do a zrika with dam that's tumah, the tzitz was meratza and somehow it made the issur tumah go away. If you hold tumah tchuya b'tzibur, the way the heter of bringing the carbon tzibur in a state of tumah works is in tandem with the ritzui of the tzitz. If tumah's hutra b'tzibur, then it would not have to come on to the ritzui of the tzitz. It's interesting that the way the sugya of tumah hutra b'tzibur, tumah tchuya b'tzibur is usually referred to as the sugya of tumah hutra b'tzibur, which would almost imply that we paskin tumah hutra b'tzibur. In reality, however, the Rambam and Yad Chazaka paskin is not tumah hutra b'tzibur, but rather tumah tchuya b'tzibur. But that's semantics, not really going to be negeya today's daf. What we need to know is there's a concept of tumah hutra b'tzibur, tumah tchuya b'tzibur. Just to keep it simple, we're going to refer to it as tumah hutra b'tzibur. The Gemara in Mesechtes Psachim says that as it relates to tuma hutra b'tzibur of the Karban Pesach, the only time we say tuma hutra b'tzibur is if it's a tuma where if a yachid would have that tuma, he would be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So we know there's a parasha Pesach Sheni. If somebody was tame during Pesach Rishon, he got pushed off to Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says the only time there's a parish of tumah hutra b'tzibur is if it was such a tumah where if the yachid had that tumah, he would now get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So, for example, the Torah says that if someone is tumah lemeis, if somebody is tummy because he came in contact with a mace, he can't bring the Pesach Rishon, he gets pushed off to the Pesach Sheni. If Roiv of Klai Yisrael would now be tummy mace, you would have the parish of Tumah Hotshu B'Tzibur, they'd be allowed to bring the Karban Pesach even in a state of Tumah. If, however, Roiv of Klai Yisrael would be tummy, but it's Azasar Tumah, where if the Yochid had that Tumah, he would not get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, then if Roiv of Klai Yisrael has it, there's no parsha of Tumah Hotshu B'Tzibur. They would not be able to bring the Karban Tzibur, being that they're in a state of Tumah. One of the places that there's a discussion in the Gemara that maybe this halacha would be manifest is in the event that Roiv of Klai Yisrael was Tumah Tumas Sheretz. So Tumas Sheretz is known as a Tumah Kala. If somebody comes in contact with a Sheretz, he's Tumah for the day, meaning he has to go to the mikvah, wait for the sun to set, and once his hair of shemesh, bishosha kehanim nichnasan lecha b'trumasan, brachas tabezim v'alef, at that point, they would be tar. So there's a shaila in the Gemara, whether or not, if Roiv of Klai Yisrael would be tummy tumah sheretz, would it be halacha of tumah hotshu b'tzibur? Would there not be halacha of tumah hotshu b'tzibur? What's talian? So we just said, it's talian if a yachid would be tummy tumah sheretz. Would he get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, or would he not get pushed off to Pesach Sheni? What's that tali in? Well, that's tali in whether or not a yochid that's tummy tumah sheretz, could he bring the Karban Pesach or can he not bring the Karban Pesach? Now, let's think about it for a second. If somebody's tummy tumah sheretz, so right now he doesn't have the ability to enter the Azara, right, he's tummy, stating that at night, he already will be tar, right? So there is makim to say that somebody that is tummy tumah sheretz should be able to, therefore, be included in the parsha of Pesach Rishon. As a result, he would not get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. If he doesn't get pushed off the Pesach Sheni, so now there would be no halacha of Tumah Hotshu B'Tzibur if Roiv of Klai Yisrael was Tamei Tumah Sheretz. If, however, the Yochid that's Tamei Tumah Sheretz cannot bring the Karban Pesach, well, then he would get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. If he would get pushed off the Pesach Sheni, now, if Roiv of Klai Yisrael would be Tamei Tumah Sheretz, they would be subject to the halachas of Tumah Hotshu B'Tzibur. As part of the introduction to today's daf, we're going to work with the assumption that the halacha is Sheichtin V'Zorkin Al Tamei Sheretz, that if somebody's Tamei Tumah Sheretz, him, the Yochid, would be able to bring the Karban Pesach, meaning it could be brought on his behalf. If that's the case, he would not be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. If he would not be pushed off the Pesach Sheni, then if Roiv of Klai Yisrael would be Tomei Tumah Sheretz, they would not have the halacha of Tumah Hotshu B'Tzibur. So again, as it relates to the first part of the introduction, there's a part two, but as it relates to the first part of the introduction, Tumah Hotshu B'Tzibur, what does that mean? If Roiv of Klai Yisrael, if Roiv of the Kehanim are Tomei, the halacha is they're allowed to bring the Karban Tzibur, whether it's the Karban Tamid, whether it's the Karban Pesach, it's learned out from it's a shaila whether Tumah Hotshu Tumah Tchuya, then one of the nafkaminas are whether it has to work with the ritzu of the tzitz. The sugi is known as Tumah Hotshu B'Tzibur, stating that we paskin Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur, stating that we're going to refer to it as the sugi of Tumah Hotshu B'Tzibur. Another halacha is the only time there's a halacha of Tumah Hotshu B'Tzibur is in the event it's a Tumah where if the Yochid had that Tumah on Yud-Dalet Nisan, this man to bring the Karban Pesach, he would get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. If, however, he would not get pushed off the Pesach Sheni, then you don't have the halacha of Tumah Hotshu B'Tzibur and Roiv of Klai Yisrael or Roiv of the Kayhanim are now subject to this Tumah. One of the places where there's a Nidin as a result of this halacha is what would be if Roiv of Klai Yisrael was Tamei Tumah Sheretz. Meaning, would there be Tumah Hotshu B'Tzibur or not? What's a talian? It's talian if the Yochid himself, who was Tamei Tumah Sheretz, could he bring the Pesach Rishon or would he get pushed off to the Pesach Sheni? And that's talian, a big shayla, Sheichtin V'Zarkin Al Tamei Sheretz. Could the Kehana bring a carbon on behalf of someone that's Tamei Tumah Sheretz, someone who will become Tahar eventually in the evening? Or ain't Sheichtin V'Zarkin Al Tamei Sheretz? That concludes the first part of the introduction. The second part of the introduction, which is really not an introduction, I think it's kedai, before we see the shita of the quote-unquote ziknei darim in Aveni, to just speak out the shita balpeh. So the ziknei darim said a gewaldige chiddush. They said that being that there's a halacha of Tumah Hotshu B'Tzibur, there's a halacha that if Roiv of Klal Yisrael was Tamei, let's say, Tumas Meis, the halacha is they can bring Karban Tzibur, or if Roiv of the Kohanim were Tamei, B'Tumas Meis, the halacha is they'd be able to bring Karban Tzibur. the halacha will be as well, that if somebody, a kohen, is tomei tumas meis, and he does the avoida by a carbon yachid, b'di'eved, the avoida is going to be an avoida. In other words, the halacha of tumah hotshah b'tzibur is obviously only nogea by a carbon tzibur. It's also only nogea for roiv of the kohanim atomei, as relates to a carbon yachid. Tomei is not allowed to do the avoida. In fact, it's one of the psulim that I mentioned in our Mishnah. It's the puzzle that we're up to, right? We're holding Dibra Maschel Tomei puzzle to that, right? That's where we're holding the sugi right now. So, of course, the Tomei is not allowed to do the avoida when it comes to a carbon yachid. Stating that, the Ziknei Darim held, any type of tuma that a kohen could have, where if Roiv the Kehan would have that tuma, the halacha would be tuma Hutchub and Tzibor as it relates to a carbon Tzibor, Luchatchilo, you could do the avoida, well then, as it relates to a carbon yachid, even though the chatchila, it wouldn't be okay to do the avoida, but al kapana b'di'evet, if the kohen would do the avoida, the halach is that the avoida would be kosher. Now, what exactly the svara of the Ziknei Darim is, that the lomdim struggle to understand a little bit. But it's some sort of mitoich, migu type of svara that you find throughout Shas. Being that if the kohen had this tuma, together with roiv of the Koyhanim, he'd be able to do the avoida lechatchila b'karben tzibur, then at the very least now, if he has this tuma as a yochid, he should be able to do the avoida as it relates to a karben yochid. Now, the Ziknei Darim, when they said their halacha, they said that it's true as it relates to Tumas Meis, it's not true as it relates to Tumas Eretz. What's the Pirish? So the Pirish is really what we just mentioned in the introduction. It's because, as we'll see, the Ziknei Darim are of the opinion that the only time there's Tumah Hotshah B'Tzibur is by Tumas Meis. But there is no Tumah Hotshah B'Tzibur as it relates to Tumas Eretz. If there's no Tumah Hotshah B'Tzibur at Tumas Eretz, so you're not going to have this caveat now that says that a Koyin Yochid, that's Tumas Eretz, who goes ahead now and he brings a carbon Yochid, he does the Avoida, that Lach is that B'Yevid, it's going to work. Because the whole reason why B'di'evit would work is some sort of mitoich. Being that L'chatchila, he could do the avoida by a carbon tzibur, so B'di'evit, he'd be allowed to do the avoida as it relates to a carbon yachid. But as it relates to a tumah where you wouldn't have tumah chub tzibur, such as tumah sheretz, and again, why would there not be the halacha tumah chub tzibur when it comes to tumah sheretz? It's because, like we mentioned, the only time you have the parsha of tumah chub tzibur is where if a yachid had this tuma, he would get knocked off to Pesach Sheni. And the only time a yachid gets knocked off to Pesach Sheni is Tumas Meis, but al kaponim Tumas Sheretz not. It's for that reason, if a koyin now would be tomei, but Tumas Sheretz, being that you don't have the mitoich, you don't have the svara, that he'd be able to lechatchila go ahead and bring a carbon tzibur, so too, b'di'evet, if he would do the avoida as a carbon yachid, the avoida would not be a kosher avoida. Either way, that is high level, the shita of the Ziknei Darim, and on that note, we're going to see it inside. Says the Gemara, Tomei Pasul. The Mishnah said that a Tomei that does the Avoida is going to be Pasul. Amru Ziknei Darim. The Ziknei Darim said, Loishanu, this that the Mishnah said that if a Tomei does the Avoida is going to be Pasul. Elo Tomei Sheretz. That's only true for a Tomei Sheretz. Avo Tomei Meis. But as it relates to a Kohen that was Tomei Tomas Meis, there if he does the Avoida, but the evidence is going to be kosher. Why? Because Mitoich is the magic word. Shemeratze B'tzibur. Meratze Nami B'yachid. Being that L'chatchila, a Kohen that's Tomei Tomas Meis could be Meratze B'tzibur. That's Halacha Tumah Hotshah B'tzibur. So if lechatchila you could do it by a carbon tzibur, then b'di'evet al kaponim you could do it by a carbon yachid. Zok de gemara, ihachi oy bazoi tomei sheretz nami lesi bekal v'chaymer mitomei meis. Now there's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos whether to be goyres the words ihachi or not to be goyres the words ihachi. We're gonna learn the way Rashi learns the gemara, and that is that we take out the words ihachi, meaning if you goyres the words ihachi, then the kasha that the Gemara is about to ask right now is really a hemshach. It's a continuation of the statement of the Ziknei Darim. If you take out the words ihachi, then it's not so much a continuation of what the Ziknei Darim said, but it's more of a maimer amusker, or as we'll see, it's a kasha on a premise that the Ziknei Darim made. It's not a kasha on the chiddush of the Ziknei Darim. It's not a kasha on the mitoich of the Ziknei Darim. But it's more a kasha on a premise that the Ziknei Darim made. Again, so with Shitas Rashi taking out the words ihachi, says the Gemara, Tomei Sheretz Nami Laisi Bekal V'Chomer mitameis. It would make sense that by a tamei sheretz, the halacha should be tumah hutra betzibur kal v'chomer from tameis. Meaning, zikne darma saying that when the Mishnah says tamei pasul, it's talking about a tamei sheretz, not a tamei meis. Why? Because by tamei meis you have tumah hutra betzibur. By tamei sheretz you don't have tumah hutra betzibur. Being that by tamei meis you have tumah hutra betzibur, so you have a svar of mitaych. Being that by tamei sheretz you don't have tumah hutra betzibur, so you don't have a svar of mitaych. But one of the premises of the Zikne Darim is that you have tumah hutra betzibur when it comes to tamei meis. You don't have tumah hutra betzibur when it comes to tumas sheretz. On that hanocha, which was something that we spoke about at length in the introduction to the daf, the Gemara is asking again: Tomei sheretz nami lacy bekal v'chaymer mi tomei meis ma tomei meis shetan hazal shlishi shvi meratze ma duch tomei meis that requires hazal shlishi and shvi meratze that loch is tumot shebetzibur. So tomei sheretz ain't yetan hazal gimel v'shvi tomei sheretz, which is a much less chomer digger tuma, right? It doesn't require hazal gimel v'shvi. It doesn't require any sprinkling from the ashes of the parah aduma. So inoy din shemeratze. And certainly it should be Merat, says the Gemara. The pshat in this is because Chosavri Zikne Dorim, the Zikne Dorim held that Mechaprim Kimeschaprim, that the way we look at the sugya of Tumah Hutra Betzibur is we equate, we makish the Mechaprim to the Meschaprim. The Mechaprim are the ones that are facilitating the Kapara, they're the Kayanim. The Meschaprim are the ones that are the beneficiary of the Kapara, they're the Yidden that are the Bailim of this carbon. We are makish the mechaprim to the mischaprim. How so? Ma mischaprim tami meis in tami sheretz loy. Just like as it relates to the mischaprim, that loch is tami meis in tami sheretz loy. That the only time you have tumah hutra betzibur is if the mischaprim were tamei betumas meis, but if they were tamei betumas sheretz, you wouldn't have it. Af mechaprim, so too as it relates to the kayhanim that are mechaprim, tamei meis in, tamei sheretz loy. The only time you would have the halacha of tumah hutra betzibur is if they were tamei betumas meis, not if they were tamei betumas sheretz. So just like the mischaprim, the only time you would have tumah hutra betzibur is if they were tamei betumas meis, not if they were tamei betumas sheretz, so too as it relates to the mechaprim, the only time you would have it is if they were tomei tumas meis, not if they're tomei tumas sheretz. Now let's just clarify this line because it's a loaded line. We spoke out in the introduction that the reason to say that there'd be no tumah hutra betzibur as it relates to tumas sheretz is because the only time you say tumah hutra betzibur is if it's a tumah where if the yachid had that tumah, he would get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. But if it's a tumah where if the yachid had it, he would not get pushed off the Pesach Sheni, so then you don't have the halacha of tumah hutra betzibur. In Svara, it would make sense to say that that should hold true as it relates to the halacha of tumah hutra betzibur, which states that if roiv of Klal Yisrael is tamei, tumah hutra betzibur. So the way you would view the tumah as it relates to roiv of Klal Yisrael being tamei would correlate to the way you would view the tumah as it relates to the yachid that's tamei. But as it relates to the mechaprim, the other din of tumah hutra betzibur, and that is that if roiv of the kehanim matame, you also say tumah hutra betzibur. L'chayra, as it relates to that, mehecha tesi, we should say that the only time we say the tumah is a tumah for tumah hutra betzibur where roiv of the kehanim matame is if it's a zasar tumah, that if the yachid had that tumah, he would get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. The yachid getting pushed off the Pesach Sheni is the bailam. He's the mischaper. So the definition of tumah for tumah hutra betzibur mitzad the mischaper is totally in the definition of tumah as it relates to Pesach Sheni mitzad the mischaper. But when you handle tumah hutra betzibur mitzad not the mischaper, the mechaper, the definition of tumah mitzad the mechaper should be totally in the definition of the yochid's tumah of Pesach Sheni, where the yachid is really the mischaper. For that, the Ziknei Dorm are preempting, and they're saying, Kasavri Ziknei Dorm mechaprim ki mischaper, that whatever the definition of tumah hutra betzibur is mitzad the mischaper, it's also mitzad the mechaper. And if that's the case, ma mischaprim tamei meisin, tamei sheretz loy, if regarding the mischaper, it's dafka chubai tamei meisin, not chubai tamei sheretz, well, af mechaprim, so too as it relates to mechaper, tamei meisin, tamei sheretz loy, it's only going to be true for tamei meis, it's not going to be true for tamei sheretz. Either way, that's why the Ziknei Dorim held that the halacha of Tomei Pasul, where is going to be true only for Tomei Sheretz. It's not going to be true for Tomei Meis. Because as relates to Tomei Meis, there's a svar of Mitoich. Mitoich what? Mitoich that this Kohen could have done the Avoida in a case of Tomo Hutra B'tzibur with this Tomo. So now when it comes to a Karbon Yachid, Al Kaponim B'tiyevet, if he does the Avoida, it's going to be okay. However, that's only true by Tomei Meis. It's not true by Tomei Sheretz. Why is it not true by Tomei Sheretz? Because by Tomei Sheretz, if the Mechaper, if Roiv of the Mechaperim had Tumah Sheretz, you would not have the halacha of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. And being that you wouldn't have the halacha of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, it's a memela that undermines the whole svara. You don't have the halacha of Mitoich either. You'll tell me that why should there be a nafka mina as it relates to the mechaperim between Tumas Meis and Tumas Sheretz? Meaning, I understand mitzad the mischaper, because the mischaper's definition of Tumah regarding Tumah Chubetzibur is totally in the yachid as it relates to Pesach Sheni. But as it relates to the mechaper, why should we be telling that? The answer to that is because we're makish mechaperim to the mischaper, and ma mischaperim Tumah Meis and Tumah Sheretz lois, af mechaperim Tumah Meis and Tumah Sheretz lois. Now the Gemara makes one other obvious observation. Again, it's obvious only in light of what we've been talking about for the first 20 minutes, and that is, says the Maiko Safri, what did the Ziknei Dorim, in Sheikh the Mazark al Tomei Sheretz, if the Ziknei Dorim held that the Kohanim were not allowed to do Shechita or Zrika on behalf of somebody that's Tomei Tomei Sheretz, then I might lay Avdi Tzibur Batumla. Then why would there be no Tomei Hutra B'Tzibur if Roiv of Klai Yisrael was Tomei Tomei Sheretz? Meaning, why would there be no Tumah Chubetzibur? Because you'll tell me, because the Yachid could bring it. But if you hold in Sheikh the Mazark and Al Tomei Sheretz, then the Yachid would not be able to bring the Karban Pesach. Right? A kol shebi Yachid nitcha tzibur avdi betumah. If the Yachid could bring it, right? Or I'm sorry, if the Yachid can't bring it, because in Sheikh the Mazark and Al Tomei Sheretz, so then you have a situation of kol shebi Yachid nitcha tzibur avdi betumah. Al Kasabri Sheikh the Mazark Al Tomei Sheretz, you have to say that the Ziknei Dorim held Sheikh the Mazark and Al Tomei Sheretz. As a result, the Yachid would not get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. If the Yachid doesn't get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, so now if Roiv of Klai Yisrael has this Tomo, there's no Tomo Hutra B'Tzibur, and when Makish the Mechaper to the Mechaper, so there's no situation where a Kohen that's Tomei Tomei Sheretz would be able to do the Voida. If that's the case, there's no situation we'd be able to do the Avoida L'chadchila by a Karban Tzibur, so therefore you don't have the Svarim Mitoich Shem Meratza B'Tzibur, Meratza Nami B'Yachid. And that's why when the Mishnah says Tomei Posel, which is Mashma, Afidu B'Dievet, oh, must be talking about a Tomei Sheretz, as opposed to, if he was Tomei Tumas Meis, you have the Svarim Mitoich, and it would not be Posel B'Dievet. So again, let's just do a little bit of a recap here. So the Ziknei Dorim are being mefarish the Mishnah. The Mishnah said Tomei Posel, that if a Kohen did the Avoida in a state of Tumah, B'Dievet, this Avoida is going to be possible. Ziknei Dorim said, the Mishnah has to be talking about where the Kohen was doing the Avoida with a Karban Yachid, and the Avoida, and the Tumah that he had was Tumas Sheretz. If, however, he was Tomei Tumas Meis, even if he's doing the Avoida with a Karban Yachid, it would not be possible by the Evid. Now, he's not supposed to do it, but it would not be possible by the Evid. And the reason it would not be possible by the Evid is because being that if there was a situation of a Karban Tzibur and a situation of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur but Tumas Meis, then L'chadchilo he'd be able to do the Avoida in the state of Tumah. There's a Svara that says that Mitoich Shem Meratza B'Tzibur Meratza Nami B'Yachid. That Svara only works for Tumah Meis, not for Tumah Sheretz. That's why when the Mishnah says Tumah Apostle, must be talking about where he was Tumah Sheretz, not where he was Tomei Tumas Meis. Now, why is this only true for Tomei Meis, not true for Tomei Sheretz? So, really, the short answer is because there's no Tomei Hutra B'Tzibur if Roiv of the Kayhanim are Tomei Tumas Sheretz. What's the reason for that? It's because Mitzad the Mischaper, when Roiv of Klai Yisrael is Tomei, when you invoke the Halach of Tomei Hutra B'Tzibur, it's not true if Roiv of Klai Yisrael was Tomei Tumas Sheretz. And the reason is because the only time the Mischaper has the din of Tomei Hutra B'Tzibur is if it's a Zasar Tomei, that if the Yachid had it, klapi the Karban Pesach, he got pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Ziknei Dorim hold Sheikh the Mizark and Al Tomei Sheretz, and as a result, the Mischaper, the Yachid, would not get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. Therefore, if Roiv the Mischaper Ma Tomei, you would not have the Halacha Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and we're Makish the Mechaper to the Mischaper. So if Mitzad the Mischaper, when Roiv of Klai Yisrael, that type of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur wouldn't apply to Tumah Sheretz, then the other type of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Roiv the Kayan Ma Tomei, would not apply either, says the Gemara. Amarullah. So Ula heard what the Ziknei Darim said, and he reported the following. He said, Takaluhu Reish Lakish Lidrei Moi. Reish Lakish was Taka. So Taka sounds like Miloshin Tkiya Shofar. But Rashi says, Tzak Lehem Kol Gadol. Reish Lakish made a lot of noise. If you look at the Goyis HaBach, the Bach changes the Girsa from Reish Lakish to Reish Gelusa. So some have the Girsa Reish Lakish, others have the Girsa Reish Gelusa. But either way, Ula said over that the Drei Moi were given a very hard time for their halacha. And he explained the reason that they were given a hard time, because l'chura, really, the maskana that the Ziknei Darim are coming out with seems to be contradicted by the Midah of Kal V'chaymer. And I think it's kedai, again, not to go through the Kal V'chaymer Baal Peh before we see the Gemara inside, but just conceptually to appreciate what just happened. Essentially, what the Ziknei Darim are saying is that as relates to a kohen, that's Tommy, that does the avodah, if he's Tommy Tumas Meis, it's going to be more kuladig than if he's Tommy Tumas Eretz. If he's Tommy Tumas Meis, he's not allowed to do the avodah lechatchila, but b'dievet it's going to be okay. If he's Tommy Tumas Eretz, he's not allowed to do the avodah lechatchila, and b'dievet it's not going to be okay. Right? So just the idea that Tumas Eretz should be more kuladig, more chomer than Tumas Meis, that in and of itself is a very big chiddush. Because in every sugya of Toma, obviously, Tumas Meis is more chomer than Tumas Eretz. So that's really the Bacha Bakuk for Midan Al Achas of the problem that Reish Lakish or the Reish Galusa had with the halach of the Ziknei Darim. But it was brought out in a lumdish way. So again, Amar Ula, Takaluhu Reish Lakish Lidroi Moi. V'chi Eza Koyach Meruba, Koyach Mechaprim, Oy Koyach Mischaprim. When it comes to the laws of Tumah, whose Koyach is better? Is it the koyach of the mechaprim, they're the koyhanim, or is it the koyach of the mischaprim, they're the bailim of the korbanos? Heavy yomer koymer koyach mischaprim. You would think for sure that it's the koyach of the mischaprim. Now the truth is, the Gemara is going to explain where you see that the koyach of the mischaprim is better. But Rashi already speaks it out here, and Rashi says, I'll tell you where you see it. Where you see it is with regards to Tumas Eretz, because a yochid that's tomei Tumas Eretz, the yochid that's the mischaper, could bring a carbon. Now he can't walk into the Azara, but like we said a minute ago, the Ziknei Darim holds Sheikhtim Vizarkan al Tamish Eretz. As opposed to a Koyen that's Tomei Tumas Eretz, the Ziknei Darim said that's the Mishnah that said Tomei Pasol, it's not going to be okay. So you see that the Mischaper is more cooler than the Mechaper when it comes to the Sugya. Again, where do you see it? You see it because by Tumas Eretz, if the Mischaper has Tumas Eretz, it's fine. There's no problem. Sheikh and Vizarkin are Tomei Sheretz. But if the Kayan is Tomei Tumas Eretz, you don't even have the Svarim Mitoich. That's when you have the Halacha of the Mishnah, where Tomei is going to be Pasul. Okay, so that's Poshit. That is a Koich Meruba, Koich Mechaprim, Koich Mischaprim, Heavy Yemi Koich Mischaprim. If that's the case, we have a problem. So, Mabit Mokm Shinitmu Bailim Besheretz. Madach in a place where if the Bailim were Tomei Tumas Eretz, and some have the Girsa here, Shem Mishalchin, and whether you have the Girsa Sheh or not, the way you read it is, Shem Mishalchin, Karben Isayim, where do you see that? What do you see where the Bailam Atami B'Sheretz, they have the ability to bring their karbonis? Yet, Koyin Shenitma B'Sheretz Eina Meratza, the Koyin that's Nitma B'Sheretz doesn't have the ability to be Meratza, right? That's the Rashi that we spoke out. Mokim Shenitmu Bailam B'Meis, a place where if the Bailam Atami Tumas Meis, She'in Meshalchim Kabin Eseim, where the Aloch is that if they want to send their karbonis, they can't send their karbonis, right? If the Bailam Atami Tumas Meis, you're in the middle of your state of Tumah, there's no Aloch of Sheikh the Vizarkin. The only reason Sheikh the Vizarkin al Tomei Sheretz is because he's going to be tar by the end of the day. But Tomei Meis, he's in the middle of his 7 days. Now there is a discussion, what about if he's on the 7th day? So he's already at the end, and by that night he's already going to be tar. So that really is Tali and Sheikh the Vizarkin al Tomei Sheretz. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about where he's Be'emtza. So if he's Be'emtza, Mokim Shinit Mubailam Meis, Sheim Mishalchim Karbon Eisem. Dear the Allah, because he can't send his Karbonis. So Koyin Shinit Mubimeis, a Koyin that became Tomei Bimeis, then certainly he should not be able to be meratza. In other words, you see from Tumas Sheretz that the koyach of the mischaper is better than the koyach of the mechaper. If that's true by Tumas Sheretz, then the choyach should have to be consistent as it relates to Tumas Meis as well. And where do you see by Tumas Sheretz that the mischaper is better than the mechaper? Because by Tumas Sheretz, shoychtim vizarkin al Tomei Sheretz, but the koyin that's Tomei Tumas Sheretz cannot be mechaper. Well, if that's the case, when it comes to Tumas Meis, it should have to be the same way. Yet, what's emerging from the Ziknei Darim is just the opposite. Because if the Bailam is Tomei Tumas Smeis, there's no Metzias that you could bring the carbon on his behalf. Shaychtim is Arkin on Tomei Sheretz. That's because he's going to be tar by the end of the day. If the Tzibur, yeah, Tomei Hotcha B'Tzibur. But if a Yochid wants to bring a carbon and he's in a state of Tumas Smeis, of course he can't bring the carbon on his behalf. Well, if that's the case, how could it be then that if the Koyin is Tomei and he goes ahead and he does the Avodah, then B'Dievet it's going to be okay? It's Mamash Fakert. As it relates to Tumas Sheretz, you see that the Koyach HaMeschaper is better than the Koyach HaMeschaper. So how can it be that when it comes to Tumas Meis, it's going to be the other way around? So the Gemara said, Kasavri, you have to say, just to make sense of the Ziknei Darim, that the Ziknei Darim were of the opinion, Tomei Meis Nami Mishalach Karbonos. You have to say that the Ziknei Darim held that a Tomei Meis, in as much as it's true that he cannot go and bring a carbon, but b'dieved, if a tamei meis would bring a carbon, the carbon would be okay. Meaning, what's the taina? The taina is the koyach hameschaper has to be better than the koyach hameschaper, because you see the by Tumas Sheretz. According to the chiddush of the Ziknei Darim, by Tumas Meis it's faker. The koyach hameschaper is better than the koyach hameschaper. And for the Gemara, that the Ziknei Darim are going to tell you, it's not true that the koyin of the that the koyach of the mechaper by Tumas Meis is better than the koyach of the mechaper. Why are you assuming it's better? Because you're telling me that b'dieved, if the koyin goes and does the avoid in a state of Tumas Meis, it's going to be okay. Yet if the bailim is in a state of Tumas Meis, then b'dieved is not going to be okay. And for the Gemara, it's not true. Ziknei Dorim disagree with that. Kasnavri Ziknei Dorim Tomei Meis Nami Mishal Karben Oysef. You thought that if someone's Tomei Tumas Meis, he can't bring a carbon. It's not true. Just like Shoichtim Vizorkin Al Tomei Sheretz. So too, there's an idea of Tomei Meis Nami Mishalach Karbonos. Afraid the Gemara, one second. That can't be. What's exhibit A for the fact that it can't be? The Parsha Pesach Sheni, right? What's Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni is somebody's Tomei Tumas Meis can't bring the carbon Pesach. You have to get pushed off. If you're going to tell me that you could bring a carbon on behalf of someone that's Tomei Meis, so how exactly are you going to make sense of the whole Parsha Pesach Sheni? Freak the Gemara, Voxiv, Ish Ishkiyeh Toma, Va'asna Pesach, B'chodesh HaSheni. Right? Isn't there a loch of Pesach Sheni? And from the fact that there's a loch of Pesach Sheni, this is the biggest riot that when someone's Tomei Meis, there's no way to, right, to bring the carbon. So the Gemara says, maybe La Mitzvah. This idea of Pesach Sheni, could be that's like the Chatchila. There's a mitzvah to go ahead and bring Pesach Sheni. But it could be the Yevet, if the carbon Pesach was brought on behalf of someone that's Tomei Tumas Meis, right, it sounds like a shocking Chiddush, could be it's going to be okay. But the Gemara says, I have another problem with that. Look, Sniv, the Pasuk says, Ishlefi Achloi. Ishlefi Achloi, the carbon Pesach had to be brought for people that were Ru'uyin La'achila. If someone's Tomei Tumas Meis, he's not going to be able to eat at night, right? So the Gemara says, L'mitzvah. Yeah, L'mitzvah, the Chatchila, Ishlefi Achloi. But it's not Ma'akri. But the Gemara triples down with Akuve Loi. You tell me it's not like the time you went to the bride, so b'michsas nefashos. It says by the Karmen Pesach that the Karmen Pesach had to be brought b'michsas nefashos. And we learn from there, Malami Che'ina Pesach Nishchat Elaminuyov. The Karmen Pesach had to be brought only for someone that had RSVP, right? He was a bailim in the Karmen Pesach. Shachta Shalai the Menuyov, Yachal Yeko Evra Mitzvah. You would think if somebody shachta on behalf of someone that's not one of the Menuyov, all it is as if you were over on a mitzvah. But it could be it's not ma'akiv. Talmud Loi ma tochoisu. It says tochoisu. Hakosov Shina Olav La'akev. It says B'michsas Nefashis, and then it says Tachaisu. It says twice this idea of Lemenuyov. It's Ma'akev, it has to be Lemenuyov. Okay, so what does it have to do with someone that's Tameh? This person that's Tameh, maybe RSVP'd, right? Maybe he's an owner, it could be chipped in, maybe he's one of the Bailim, but the Iskish Oichlon Lemenuyim, right? It makes sense that we should be Makish Oichlon Lemenuyim. Meaning, if it's ma'akif to be one of the menuyim, then it should be ma'akif to be one of the oichlin as well. And being that someone that's tamei meis can't be one of the oichlin, then l'chayra, it should not get out. Now, what's the basis for this hekesh? So Rashi says, da'lefi ochloi b'hai krok siv l'gabi menuyim. Because the halacha of Ish Lefi Achla is mentioned the same exact pasuk of B'michsas Nefashos, and if B'michsas Nefashos is Ma'akiv, then Ish Lefi Achla should also be Ma'akiv. So Tainas the Gemara, it's for sure Ma'akiv. If it's for sure Ma'akiv, how could you bring a carbon Pesach on behalf of someone that's Tomei Tumas Meis? At the end of the day, he's not someone that's Roy L'Achila. So the Gemara says, Ziknei Darim Loi Makshi. The Ziknei Darim, we're not Ma'akiv. What's your great Sakasha? That if it's Ma'akiv to be one of the Menuyim, it has to be Ma'akiv to be one of the Oichlam as well. No, Mechatesi. Maybe the Ziknei Darim didn't hold it as Hekish, and because they didn't hold it as Hekish, so therefore, it's not necessarily going to be Shves. Let's just hit the pause button for 1 second. And that is, Ula said, Taklu Reish Lakish Lidroi Moi. They came with a blitz of the Gekasha, Shlakish, the Reish Galusa, on the Ziknei Dharm. The Ziknei Dharm are basically coming out in the Maisa, that if a Koyin is Tomei Tumas Meis, and he does the Avoida, Karbin Yachid, no Tomahutra B'tzibur situation, the Halach is, B'dievet Avoida is going to be Kasha. Because of the Svar of Mitaich. If, however, he would do the Avoida in a state of Tumas Sheretz, but the Avoida would be possible. Kumtais, that as it relates to a Kayin that's Tame, it's more Chomer if he's Tame Tumas Sheretz than it is if he's Tame Tumas Meis. Tumas Sheretz, it's going to be Tame B'dievet. Tumas Meis, it's not going to be Tame B'dievet. But Al-Koponim, really, if you want to zero in on what we need, the Ziknei Dharam hold that if a Kayin is Tame Tumas Meis and he does the Avoida, B'di'eved, the Avoida is going to be okay. And the kasha is that it can't be. You know why it can't be? The reason it can't be is because if a Bailin is Tomei Tumas Meis and a carbon's brought on his behalf, B'di'eved, it's not okay. That's the assumption. And if it's not okay when the Bailin is Tomei Tumas Meis, well then it can't be okay if the Kayin is Tomei Tumas Meis either. Why is that? Based on the mitzvah of Kavuchim. Because you see by Tumas Sheretz that the Koyach HaMeschaper is better than the Koyach HaMechaper. Because a Yachid, a Bailim that's Tomei Tumas Sheretz, Shoichtim V'Zorken Al Tomei Sheretz. Whereas a Koyin that's Tomei Tumas Sheretz, Ziknei Dorim Hol, that's the case of Tomei Pasul Nemishnah. So you see that the Tumah is more Chomer when it's Mitzad the Koyin than it is Mitzad the Bailim. Right? The Koyach of the Meschaper is Adif. Better, it's more lenient than is the koyach of the mechaper, the koyach of the koyin. Well, if that's true by Tumas Sheretz, then l'chur, you would think it has to be consistently true with regards to Tumas Meis as well. Yet, by Tumas Meis, if the mechaper is Tomei Tumas Meis, it's possible the Eved. So then for sure, it has to be that if the koyin is Tumas Meis, it should be possible the Eved as well. So how could the Ziknei Dorim say that? But the Eved, if the koyin is Tumas Meis, it's going to be okay. What's the Gemara's answer in short? That the Ziknei Dorim disagree with the Hanacha. You're making a Hanacha that if someone's Tomei Tumas Meis, he can't have a carbon even B'dievet brought in his behalf. It's not true. It's not true. The Ziknei Dorim disagree with that. Ziknei Dorim hold that you could bring a carbon B'dievet on behalf of someone that's Tomei Tumas Meis. And being that you could bring a carbon on behalf of someone that's Tomei Tumas Meis, so consistently, so too, if the Kayin is going to be Tomei Tumas Meis, the Halacha is that he would be able to bring the carbon as well. The whole Sugya Pesach Sheni seems to not be much, but that way the Gemara knocks it out. No, it's not true. Pesach Sheni, that's a din l'mitzvah, but it could be the evidence if a carbon Pesach was brought on behalf of somebody that was Tomei Tumas Meis, it would be okay. That is the shita of the Ziknei Dorim. That's why they weren't in the spoil from this Kal V'Chaim. So it's interesting. The ikar shita of the Ziknei Dorim is that there's a svara of mitoich. It's negeya by Tumas Meis, it's not negeya by Tumas Sheretz, based on everything that we've been talking about up until this point. As a derivative of that, what emerges is the Ziknei Dorim have to hold that if somebody, a Bailam, a Yochid, is Tomei Tumas Meis, and a carbon is brought on his behalf, b'di'evet, it's going to be okay. But the Gemara asks another kasha. The Gemara says, v'chiloi makshinami, even if the Ziknei Dorim are not makish, ta'uichli carbon Pesach, to the Minuyim of the carbon Pesach. Meaning they hold that a carbon Pesach that's brought on behalf of someone that's Tomei Tumas Meis is going to be kosher by the Eved. But l'chayra, there's still a percha. And the lashon of the Gemara is mihonami islu percha. Meaning the ikar kal v'chomer of Reish Lakish, the ikar percha of kal v'chomer of Reish Lakish would still seem to be a percha. No, the Gemara is going to argue now that the way we answer the Kal V'Chomer by saying that the Ziknei Dorim hold that you could bring a carbon Pesach on behalf of somebody that's Tomei Tumas Meis, you could bring a carbon on behalf of someone that's Tomei Tumas Meis, that's not enough to properly and satisfactorily be miyashiv this Kal V'Chomer that Reish Lakish said. Why? Because I'll ask you the same Kal V'Chomer, the same kasha, b'shinui lashon k'tzas, and this you're not going to be able to get out of. Why? We'll say, umad b'mokim shenitmu b'aylam b'sheretz, shemeshalchim karbon esem l'chadchila. Madoch, in a situation where if the b'aylam were tomei to masheretz, where the halach is that they're allowed to send their karbonos l'chadchila, right? They're allowed to send the korbanos lachatchila because shorchtim v'zarkin al tami sheretz kunchin b'sheretz ain't a meratzo. That loch is if the kohen's tami tuma sheretz is not meratzo. So mokim shenit mu bailim b'meis she'in mishalchim korban esem lachatchila. A situation where if the bailim were tami tuma meis, where that loch is, they would not be able to send the korban lachatchila because even the ziknei darim and their dichoy, they're only saying b'tiyeved if the Koyin is, if the Bailam Atomi Tumas Meis, it's going to be okay. But Avada Lechatchila Nish, well, Koyin Shenit B'Meis, and it didn't change the Meratza. So certainly, if the Koyin became Tumi B'Meis, it should not be able to be Meratza. In other words, there's another Nusach that you could ask the same Kal V'Chaymer, and the Teretz that the Zikne Dorim hold, that someone that's Tumi Tumas Meis could have a carbon brought on his behalf, it's not going to get out of it. And that is, by Tumas Sheretz, that loch is if the Bailam was Tumi Tumas Sheretz, Shaykh the Mazarkan Atomi Sheretz, he could bring the carbon Lechatchila. What about, as it relates to the Kohen, the Meschaper, if he brings it, even with the evidence possible, it's Enoi Miratza. So you see that where the Bailin in this state of Tumah could do it Lechatchila, if the Kohen is in that state of Tumah, it's even Ma'akev. Well, if that's the case, then where if the Bailin can't do it Lechatchila, with a Tomei Tumas Meis, how could it be that as it relates to the Kohen, it can end up being better? Certainly, if the Kohen does it, it's not Meratza. Madach Sheretz, where the Kohen could do it with a Bailim, if that Tomei Tumas Sheretz, the Chatchila could bring the Karban. If the Kohen would do it in that state of Tomo, it would not be Meratza. Certainly, Tumas Meis, where if the Bailim wanted to do a Lechatchila, they couldn't do a Lechatchila. So you see, it's more Chomer Mitzad the Meschaper. Well then certainly, as it relates to the Kohen, it should have to be more Chomer, it should be not Meratza. How is it possible that Tumas Sheretz, the Bailim, can bring Lechatchila, and by the Kohen it's not Meratza? Tumas Meis, the Bailim, can't bring Lechatchila. You'll tell me you can bring it with the Eved. Okay. But Lechatchila, you're masking me, can't bring it. So the Bailam can't bring Lechatchila, yet for the Kohen, it should be kosher with the Eved. Lechayra, you see the relationship between the Mechaper and the Bailam as it relates to Tumas Sheretz, and you would think that relationship should have to be consistent as it relates to their relationship with regards to Tumas Meis. And L'chayr, what comes out from the Ziknei Dorim is that it's going to be Mamish Faker. So in the Nusach that we asked the Kasha L'chatchila, right, what was the original Nusach of the Kal V'chaymer? The original Nusach of the Kal V'chaymer is a Koyach Merubo. Koyach Mechabrim and Koyach Meschaprim. So we said, oh, the Koyach of the Meschaprim is better. How do I know the Koyach Meschaprim is better? I know it from Tumas Sheretz. Well, how could it then be that the Koyach of the Mechaper is going to be better than the Koyach of the Meschaper by Tumas Meis? If the Koyach of the Meschaper is better than the Koyach of the Mechaper by Tumas Sheretz, then how can it be the Koyach of the Mechaper is better than the Koyach of the Meschaper when it comes to Tumas Meis? The Gemara answered that the Ziknei Dorim hold the Koyach of the Mechaper is not better than the Koyach of the Meschaper. The Koyach of the Mechaper by Tumas Meis is, it's Kosher B'Dievet. The Koyach of the Meschaper as it relates to Tumas Meis is also that it's going to be kosher by the Eved. Oh, big chiddush, Pesach Sheni is only the mitzvah, we're not makish, minuyev lo'ichlov, good. But the bottom line is, we're able to get out of the kasha. But now the Gemara is working with the same building blocks of the Kal V'chaymer, asking it b'nusach achar, and that is that you see that the koyach of the mechaper is so much more chomer than the Koyach and the Meschaper by Tumas Sheretz, that where the Meschaper could do a Lechatchila, the Mechaper is even possible to have. So how could it be then where the Meschaper is more Chomer, where even the Meschaper can't do a Lechatchila, the Shitoscha is good to have, but you mask him, you can't do a Lechatchila, then the Mechaper should be able to do it Lechatchila, or it should be kosher by the Eved? Certainly, it should not be kosher by the Eved. If it's not kosher by the Eved by Tumas Sheretz, where the Mechaper could do it Lechatchila, then Kal V'chaymer, it should not be kosher by the Eved, where the Bailam cannot do it Lechatchila, they can only do it by the Eved. And really, the Gemara just abruptly stops here and pivots to a Meisve. And if you look at the side of the Gemara, they quote from the Dikduke Seifrim. The Dikduke Seifrim had one word that we don't have in our Gemara. That is Kasha. In other words, the Gemara says, I hear Kasha. We're not fragging up Ziknei Dorim, right? We know Kasha always means it's a Teretz. But the bottom line is, this was the sheet of the Ziknei Dorim. So again, let's recap the Ziknei Dorim Sim Dritimo. The Ziknei Dorim said, and when it says in the Mishnah, Tami Apostle, Loishonu Elo Tami Sheretz. But As it relates to a Tomei Meis, there's a svar mitoich. Mitoich shem meratza betzibur, meratza nami biyachet. The svar mitoich is a big svar. It's not something that the Gemara really fleshes out in terms of understanding. But the bottom line is, there is a svar mitoich, and the svar mitoich will tell me that being that Tomei Hutcha betzibur by Tomas Meis, therefore the yachid who's Tomei Tomas Meis would have the halacha, the yachid that's Tomei Tomas Meis would have the halacha that at the very least, b'di'evet, the avoidah would not be possible. Now, it's only true by Thomas Meis, not true by Tumas Sheretz, based on the notion that there's no halach of Tumas Sheretz, even when it comes to Tumas Sheretz. That in and of itself is Tolian, the halach of Shoichtim Vizorkin al Tomei Sheretz. It's also Tolian, the concept of Makshina Mechapim Kimischap. The Gemara had a kasha that at first glance it just doesn't make any sense, because how could it be that when it comes to Tumas Sheretz, the koyach of the mechaper is better than the koyach of the mechaper, but when it comes to Tumas Meis, lafi hanal, the koyach of the mechaper is going to be better than the koyach of the mechaper? Where do you see that the koyach of the mechaper is better than the koyach of the mechaper with Tumas Sheretz? Because shoych the bezark of Tumas Sheretz mitzad the mechaper, but Tumas Pasel mitzad the mechaper. Lafi the ziknei darim, if someone's Tumas Tumas Meis, the bailim, you can't bring the carbon on his behalf. Yet you tell me if the Kohen is Tomei Tumas Meis, then it's going to be kosher b'di'evin. And to answer this kashner, the Gemara said you have to say that the Ziknei Dorim hold that the halacha would be that Tomei Meis Nami Mishalach Korban Oisav. Aye, there's a parasha of Pesach Sheni, it's La Mitzvah. Aye, you see that Menuyev is Ma'akev, so shouldn't Oichla be Ma'akev, and this person that's Tomei Tumas Meis can't eat from the Korban Pesach, so shouldn't that be Ma'akev? No, they hold Loi Makshinon and as a result, that is not going to be a kasha either. Either way, the Gemara now is going to ask another kasha on the Ziknei Darim, and this is really not on the Iker Chiddush of the Ziknei Darim, which was the Pirish on the Mishnah, Tomei Pasul means Tumas Sheretz, as opposed to Tumas Meis because of the Svar Mitoich, but it's more of this derivative piece that very much emerged from the Ziknei Darim, which is that the Ziknei Darim hold that a Tomei Meis, even though the Chatchila is not supposed to bring a carbon, but the evident carbon can be brought on his behalf. Even a carbon Pesach. And even though we know the whole passion of Pesach Sheni was meant for, amongst other people, people that are Tomei Lenefesh, but Afilu Hochi, that's only the mitzvah. But the evident, if he would go ahead and he would bring a carbon Pesach, this is something that would be okay. And the Gemara is going to ask a kasha now from a Mishnah. That's going to be the topic of the next part of the Daf. It's a Mishnah in Mesachtes Psachim, not surprisingly, on Daf Pei Omibes. I think it's just Kedai to read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows: Ha Pesach she nizrak domoy, a Pesach that had a zrika. V'achar kach noideshu tamei. After the zrika was done, the Gehanim were made aware that the dam was tamei. Atzitz miratza. The halacha is as long as the kohen is wearing the tzitz. Incidentally, there's a man number that holds that even if the kohen gadol was not wearing the tzitz had the ability to be miratza. But the point is, the tzitz has ability to be miratza and says that this zrika is going to be a kosher zrika. Nitma haguf. What would be if the guf was tamei? Now, what exactly nitma haguf means? That's going to be a shaila in the Gemara. The Gemara initially is going to understand Nitma Guf means that the Bailam was Tomei. The Gemara is going to entertain the possibility that maybe Nitma Guf means the Koyim was Tomei. But it's not the Dam that was Tomei, but it's one of the players, one of the people were Tomei. Other, the Bailam, known as the Meschaper in our Sugya, or the Koyim known as the Mechaper in our Sugya, but if it's Nitma Guf, in that Tzitz Meratza, so the Dalach is that the Tzitz is not going to be Meratza. Mepnesha Amru, and the reason is because Chazal said, HaNazir V'Oise Pesach, as it relates to the Nazir and the person that's bringing the carbon Pesach, HaTzitz Meratza Al Tumas Adam, the Tzitz Meratza for Tumas Adam, the Inat Tzitz Meratza Al Tumas Aguf, but the Tzitz is not Meratza for Tumas Aguf. Now, what does Nazir mean? So we know one of the very prominent sugis in Shas that talk about Tumas Meis is with relation to the Nazir. The Nazir was not allowed to come in contact with a mace. The Torah says that in the event that he came in contact with a mace, and he has to start counting all over again. So the question is, if a Nazir came in contact with a mace, but the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz, so, right, would that make an impact? So, Mepnei Sha'amru, HaNazir V'Oise Pesach, HaTzitz Meratz Al Tumas Adam, as it relates to the dam, then yeah, so the Nazir, let's say, was bringing his karbonos, Bashlamas Nezirusoi, and we find out that the dam was Tomei, so for that, you would have the Tzitz Meratz, but then HaTzitz Meratz Al Tumas Aguf, it wouldn't help for Tumas Aguf. Nitma Tumas Amahoyim. What would be, Zok the Mishnah, if the Tumma was a Tumas HaTahayim, meaning the Tumas HaGuf of the Mishnah was a Tumas HaTahayim, Hatzitz Meratza, then the Tzitz would be Meratza. Now what's Tumas HaTahayim? Tumas HaTahayim means where a person came in contact with Tumma, he did not know he came in contact in Tumma at the time. Later he found that he came in contact with Tumma, and the Tumma that he had come in contact with was a Tumma that nobody was aware of. No one in the world knew about this Tumma. That's what's known as Tumas HaTahayim, and there's a special kula in the sugya of Tumas HaTahayim as it relates to Nazir and a Karban Pesach, and that's the end of the Mishnah. Nitma Tumas HaTahayim Atzitz Meratza. As much as it's not Meratza for the Guf, but if it's Tumas HaTahayim, in that instance, it already is going to be Meratza. So again, this is the Mishnah. The Gemara now is going to break down this mission a little bit. And again, what's the objective? There's a lot going on here. But the objective is, we're asking on the Ziknei Darim, which part of the Ziknei Darim, not the original part of the Ziknei Darim, but really the derivative that emerged from the Ziknei Darim. And that is Ziknei Darim hold, they were forced to hold it, to answer the tkiyas of Reish Lakish, that although we know lechatchila someone that's tummy tumas meis is not supposed to bring karbanis, but b'di'evit if a carbon was brought on behalf of someone that's tummy tumas meis, even though we can't eat from the carbon, it doesn't matter. The halacha is it's going to be okay. It's true even by the carbon pesach. The Mishnah in Masechtas Pesach, the Mishnah we just read, said Neisha Amru Nazav Oisa Pesach Hatzitz Meratza Al Tumas Dam Vein Tzitz Meratza Al Tumas Hakov. Right. So there's a concept of Tzitz Meratza. It's Meratza if the dam, let's say the dam that the Zrika was done with, became Tomei, but not if the Guf became Tomei. B'mai, what are we talking about? Ilemo Bet Tumas Eretz. Are we talking about where the Tuma was Tumas Eretz? Now, one thing that we should speak out is the Gemara Lechatchila understands that Tumas Guf of the Mishnah means with the Bailam became Tomei, right? When we read the Mishnah, we said that we'll see in the Gemara there's two ways you can learn Tumas HaGuf. Either the Bailam became Tomei or the Koyin is Tomei. So we're going to go with the assumption right now that it's the Bailam that's Tomei. And the Gemara wants to know what kind of Tumah did he have? Elaine, but Tumas Sheretz, is it talking about Tumas Sheretz? And we're saying that in the event that a person became Tomei Tumas Sheretz, so the halach is it's not Meratza as it relates to Nazir and Karban Pesach, right? We'll focus more on Karban Pesach because that's what the sugi has been talking about. So a yachid became Tomei Tumas Eretz, the tzitz is not going to be Meratza. But the Gemara says, you need the tzitz to be Meratza if the yachid became Tomei Tumas Eretz? Amri, didn't we just say Sheikhtim Vizarkin al Tomei Sheretz, right? Sheikhtim Vizarkin al Tomei Sheretz. And by the way, even though we mentioned it's a sugi whether Sheikhtim Vizarkin al Tomei Sheretz or not, but the Ziknei Darim hold Sheikhtim Vizarkin al Tomei Sheretz, that's the whole reason they hold that Tomei possible by a Tumas Sheretz, because Sheikh the Mizarkin said there's no Tumah of a Tzibur as opposed to as it relates to Tumas Meis. But for sure, the Shnita of the Ziknei Darim is Sheikh the Mizarkin on Tumas Sheretz. So the Mishnah can't be talking about Tumas Sheretz. Elo Tumas Meis. Must be what kind of Tumah is it talking about? It's talking about Tumas Meis. Viktani in Atzitz Miratza. And what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says that the tzitz is not Meratza. Alma, what do you see from here? Nitmu, Bailim, Bemeis, Ein Meshalchim, Kabanoi say. Meaning, Tumas HaGuf is talking about with the owner, the Bailam became Tomei. It's not Tumas Sheretz, because that he could bring the Chatchila. So what else must it be? Tumas Meis. Right? Now, is it not possible it's another type of Tumas? So we'll see in a second. But for now, probably Tumas Meis. And what do you see from here? You see that in the event that the Bailam became Tomei Tumas Meis, the Tzitz is not even Meratza B'dievet. Why do I even need the tzitz to be meratz b'di'evet? Stamazoy, it should be good b'di'evet. Right, I thought there's an idea of mitoich. Mitoich tells me that, what should be the problem as it relates to Tumas Meis? L'chayru, when the Bailam is telling me Tumas Meis, it's kosher b'di'evet anyways. So what are you telling me? The tzitz is not meratz? What do you mean? I thought that anyways b'di'evet it's going to be kosher. Alma, what do you see from here? Then no, nitmu Bailam Meis, ein mishalchim karmis. And the Gemara says, lo, nitmu Bailam Meis. If the Mishnah, when it said Tumas HaGuf was talking about where the Bailam became Tomei, and he became Tomei Tumas Meis, hachinami, then you wouldn't even have to come on to the tzitz. It's kosher, it would be kosher b'di'evet. Ach, my skin, you want to know what's going on over here? It's talking about kosher nitma koye. It's talking about where the koyin became Tomei, and he became Tomei b'sheretz. It's not where the Bailam became Tomei. If the Bailam becomes Tomei Tumas Meis, it's going to be okay. Hachav my askina where the koyin became Tomei, and he became Tomei b'sheretz. Now, why do you have to say the koyin became Tomei b'sheretz? Why can't you say the koyin became Tomei Meis? Oh, because it's a Ziknei Darim. Ziknei Darim hold if the koyin is Tomei b'meis, but the evidence also going to be kosher. But if he's Tomei b'sheretz, then it's not going to be kosher. So again, it can't be talking about where the Bailam became Tomei b'sheretz, because then you can even bring it to Chatchila. It can't be talking about where the Bailam became Tomei b'meis, because then it be kosher al kapanim b'di'evet. That's the derivative of ziknei darm. It can't be talking about the kayin and the kayin became tamei tumas meis, because that's the first part. It's the ratio of ziknei darm. That for sure is going to be okay. What is it talking about? Kunchinit b'kayin b'sheretz became tamei b'sheretz. Did halacha is not even kosher b'di'evet. That's what's going on in the Mishnah. But the Gemara says yachi ebaza ima sefer. Look at the sefer. The last line of the Mishnah was nitma tumas hatohim atzitz meratza. That as much as the tzitz is not meratza for tumas aguf, but if it's tumas hatohim, then already it would. Now, Tony Reb Chiya, we know that Reb Chiya taught in a braisa. The only time this tumas atahayim is as it relates to tumas meis. Lemeis lamutei meis. Now, when we say when Reb Chiya said it's true for meis, didn't he mean lav lamutei tumas atahayim the sheretz? That there's no tumas atahayim the sheretz. Now, what's the point? If there's no tumas atahayim the sheretz, that means the Mishnah can't be talking about tumas sheretz, because the Mishnah is saying the dam became tumay, the guf became tumay, or it's tumas atahayim. The assumption is the same type of tumah, right? We're consistently talking in this Mishnah about the same type of tumah. If there's no such thing as tumas atahoim by tumas sheretz, so that means the last line of the Mishnah of tumas atahoim, that chelik in the Mishnah can't be talking about tumas sheretz. Well, if that's the case, then the case of nitma haguf also can't be talking about tumas sheretz. So you want to be Moikim the Mishnah libid the ziknei darm that is talking about who's the guf that became tumah. It's the kohen, and what type of tumah did he become tumah sheretz? That's how you can check over the boxes. You can make it shtim with the whole sheet of the first part and the derivative part of ziknei darim. It can't be the Mishnah is talking about tumah sheretz. The reason it can't be talking about tumah sheretz is because it says tumah satohim, and Reb Chiya said loyamur tumah satohim elo lemei spilvat. Isn't it lemutei tumah sheretz? Loy lemutei tumah satohim the ziva. By tumah ziva, that's a mochamad get tumah than tumah sheretz. There is no tumah satohim, but could be for tumah sheretz there is, meaning loy amru tumas atahayim elo meis bovat doesn't mean for tumas meis bovat. It means as opposed to something else. What's the something else? Tumas ziva. But it could be as it relates to tumas sheretz, that's going to be included. And if tumas sheretz is going to be included, loy amru mishnah could be talking about tumas sheretz. And if the mishnah is talking about tumas sheretz, it can make the mishnah work afilu alibid ziknei darim. Now we just said in order to make this mishnah work alibid ziknei darim, that when the mishnah says nitma haguf in atzitz meratza, what does it mean? Nit maguf, the kohen became tamei, right? Not that the bailam became tamei, because if the bailam became tamei, right, if it's tumas sheretz lachatchila, it's fine, and even if it's tumas meis, ziknei darim holds b'di'evet, it's fine. So what does it mean? It means the kohen became tamei, and the kohen became tamei tumas sheretz, because again, if the kohen would become tamei tumas meis, then b'di'evet, it's fine. That's the sheet of ziknei darim, right? In our mishnah, tamei pasul is not true by tumas meis because it is far mitaych, but it's talking about where the kohen became tamei. The Gemara says it's a problem with this. Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama actually had a shayla in that sugyim sachem that peyam at base. Koyin amiratza b'karbonei seyem. A koyin that is being miratza. He's bringing the karbonis for the nazir. Da isa pesach. Chutzulei tumas atahayim. Eloi chutzulei tumas atahayim. Does he have tumas atahayim? Does he not have tumas atahayim? Meaning he wanted to know if the halach of tumas atahayim, that kula, when no one knew about the tumah, so then everything is going to be okay. Then the tzitz is going to be miratza. Is that true even if the koyin was the one that became tummy, or is only true of the Bailam? If the Mishnah is talking about the Kayin, Tifshit the Tumas Atayim Hutchuloi, the Ahach of a Kayin Kaminon. It's Mefurish in the Mishnah that Tumas Atayim works for the Kayin. Because the whole Mishnah over there in Psach and Pe'am Ibeis is talking about the Kayin. So what was Rami Bar Chama's Shaila? So the Gemara says, you're asking a Kasha on the way we're saying Pshad and the Ziknei Darim from Rami Bar Chama Shaila, I don't know what kind of Kasha that is. The Rami Bar Chama, Vadi Pligi, Enochinami. From the fact that Rami Bar Chama didn't learn the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about Nitma Guf, the Kohen became Tameh. Rather, he learned Nitma Guf means the Bailam became Tameh. That's why he's Mesupik if the Tumas Atahim by a Kohen. Right? If Nitma Guf means the Kohen, then the Hemshech of the Mishnah that talks about Tumas Atahim obviously is referring to the Kohen. From the fact that Rami Bar Chama is not sure about Nitma Kohen if the Tumas Atahim, so Zoyse Meres, Shitas Rami Bar Chama is that when the Mishnah says Nitma Guf, it means the Bailam. From that, it's Muchach that Rami Bar Chama doesn't hold like the Ziknei Darim. Why is it Muchach? Because Nitma Haguf means the Bailam, and Lechaira means that the Bailam became Tomei Tumas Meis, right? It can't be Tumas Sheretz. Can't be Tumas Sheretz. So because Tumas Sheretz Shoich Tum Vezarkin Lechatchila, must be what? Must be it's Tumas Meis. And if it's Tumas Meis, so you see that B'dievet, it's not going to be okay Tumas Meis. Meaning if someone's Tomei Tumas Meis, he can't have a carbon being brought on his behalf. And if the Meschaper can't get kapar when he's Tumas Meis, the Mechaper certainly can be mechaper b'di'evin when he's talking to Tumas Meis, kavuchay mimisheretz, right? That was the Tokalu, that was the kasha of Reish Lakish. So it's true, from Rami Bar Chama, who said that the Mishnah is talking about the Bailim, you see, not like the derivative chelik of the Ziknei Darim. So Vaday Plig, it's for sure not like the Ziknei Darim. That's without a question, but as it relates to the Ziknei Darim, there's no grace of kasha. One thing that we're certainly not going to go into, but is worth at least mentioning, that Mechatesi, the Mishnah, is talking about either Tumas Sheretz or Tumas Meis. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about Tumas Ziva, and you don't have a raya even from Rami Bar Chama, not like the Ziknei Darim. This is already an Ayin Sham. But either way, the Gemara said, we understand Ziknei Darim, there's a big Chiddush that comes out from Ziknei Darim, a derivative Chiddush, and we could even make Shalom, there's a way to work out the Mishnah Psachim, Daf Pei Amid Beis. Now, what emerged is that there's a machloikis between the Ziknei Darim and Rami Bar Chama. If someone's Tami Tumas Meis and a Karban Pesach was brought on his behalf, would the Karban be kosher, would it not be kosher? According to the Ziknei Darim, it would be kosher. I Pesach Sheni, that's l'chatchila, that's a mitzvah, that's what you're supposed to do. But b'dievet, it actually would be okay. I mean, l'chatchila is not what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to be part of a Karban Pesach and be yoitza b'dievet. L'chatchila, you're supposed to bring the Pesach Sheni. But if you did, it would be okay. It has to be that way. Because if the Kayin is Tami Tumas Meis b'dievet, his avoid is an avoid, then if the Meschaper is Tami Tumas Meis b'dievet, the Karban that was brought on his behalf would be okay. But Rami Bar Chama, we said, Vaday Plig. Rami Bar Chama, for sure doesn't hold that way. How do you know that? From the way Rami Bar Chama learned the Mishnah on Pei Amid Beis. How do you know how Rami Bar Chama learned the Mishnah on Pei Amid Beis? From the Ibaya that Rami Bar Chama had. He wasn't sure if this Tumas HaToyim by a Kayim must be Nitman Tumas HaGof that's mentioned in the Mishnah on the Pei Amid Beis. It's talking about where the Bailam became Tommy. So the Gemara now is going to ask a Kasha on Rami Bar Chama from a Braisa. The Pasuk says, regarding the Tzitz, V'hoya al Metzach HaHaroin, right, it was supposed to be on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, V'nasa HaHaroin HaSavoyin HaKotchim L'rotzoin Lohem. This is the makarta, this idea that the tzitz is meratza. The nosa aharon is ovein hakotchem. That aharon, by wearing the tzitz, had the ability to attain kapara for the aveira of kotchem. Says the Gemara, v'chieza ovein noises. This is the brisa talking. What aveira, what ovein kotchem was the tzitz meratza for? Im ovein pigol, doesn't mean pigol. Meaning, let's say a koyin had a machsheves pigol, while the kohen gadol was, or even maybe even wasn't wearing the tzitz. You'll tell me the tzitz is meratza and it makes that carbon kotchem. Can't be. It says, that means even with the evidence, it's not okay. In Avoy Noisar, maybe it means Avoy Noisar. So what's Avoy Noisar? So Rashi says, Avoy Noisar is chutz l'zmane. If Avoy Noisar is chutz l'zmane, so what was Avoy Pigel? So Rashi says, Avoy Pigel was chutz l'mkoyme. Right? So we know chutz l'mkoyme, chutz l'zmane are both sometimes referred to as Pigel. So Avoy Pigel was chutz l'mkoyme. Avoy Noisar is chutz l'zmane. So again, you can't tell me that Avoy Kachem that this is Miratza for is chutz l'mkoyme because it says Lachoshe. You can't tell me it's Avoy Noisar which is chutz l'zmane because Harei Kfar Nemar lo yiratza. Avoy Noisar. Ela avoin tuma shehutra miklala betziva. Must be that what is the tzitz meratza for tuma, right? Which is what the Mishnah says in Psachim Pei Amid Beis, right? Tzitz is meratza on tuma, and the reason the svara to say that odim meratza is shehutra miklala betziva, right? It makes sense because you find a kula noisefes when it comes to tuma that it's hutra betziva. You don't find it by pigel or by chutzim kaima or by other psulim, right? You find it by tuma, and being that you find that kula, so therefore you're going to have this kula as well. So the Gemara now is going to try to understand what tumah this price is referring to, and we're going to lead up to the kasha on Rami Bar Chama. My tumah. What's the tumah that the price is referring to when it says it sits as meratza? Doesn't mean tumah sheretz. Meaning in the situation that the bal hakorbin, the meschaper, or the koyein, the mechaper, what Tommy tumah sheretz was saying that the tzitz is going to be meratza. Can't be. Why? Because hey chishteri. Because the price gave a time of the crow. We said, why is it that the tzitz is meratza? Because you find another kula. The other kulisha, hutter mechala betzibur. You don't find hutter mechala betzibur as it relates to tumah sheretz. You only find it as it relates to Tumas Meis. Ella must be. What does the Braisa mean? What it means is Tumas Meis, right? That's what the Oisfer the Braisa is. Shehutra Michlala Betzibor. Okay, now the laugh. The Braisa says that if there's Tumah of Tumas Meis, the tzitz is going to be Meratza. Aren't we talking about Kigoy Chenitmu Bailim Bemeis, where the Bailim became Tumas Meis, right? Again, B'chayra, we mean even if the Bailim are the ones that became Tameh. It could be the Kayin is Tameh, it could be the Bailim is Tameh. But Mesnam, it's talking about even where the Bailim is Tameh. And what do you see from here? Alma, Nitmu, Mailim, Emes, Mashalchim, Kabane, Seyem. You see clearly that the Tzitz is Miratze, Al Kaponim, Bidiyevet, when the Bailim is Tameh, Tumas Mes. Right? So you see, L'chayra, Mefurish, that's the way it is. Now the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, Ubema. Now really, at this point, you already see a kasha on Rami Bar Chama. Because you see that if a Bailam is Tomei Tumas Meis, so there's an idea that he could be Meshalach his carbon, right? You see, there's a concept that he should be able to be Meshalach his carbon. But just because we see that, we didn't necessarily knock out Rami Bar Chama yet. The reason we didn't knock out Rami Bar Chama yet is because who said that this Brice is talking about carbon Pesach, right? Again, Rami Bar Chama said that a Tomei Meis can't be Meshalach his carbon as it relates to the carbon Pesach and the Nazir, right? Those are really the cases of the Mishnah in Pesachim that pay him a base. Up until now, we see that the Tzitz is going to be Meratza for a Bailam that's Tomei Tomas Meis, but we don't necessarily know it's talking about the carbonis that the Mishnah in Pesachim was talking about, and as a result, we don't necessarily have a Kashya on Rami Bar Chama. So the Gemara has to continue. Ubemai. Ibn Nazir, are we talking about that the carbon that the Tzitz is being Meratza for is the Nazir? It can't be, because v'chiyamus meis olav amirachmana. The Torah says clearly that in the event that all of a sudden he becomes Tameh, the halacha is that he has to start his Naziris all over again. Meaning, in the event that the Nazir becomes Tameh Tumas Meis, there's no way in the world that b'dieved, the carbon can be brought on his behalf. The tzitz can't be miratza for that. For sure, he has to start his Naziris again, and as a result, there's no way that it's going to work for him. Elo lo is a Pesach. Must be it's talking about for the Oysa Pesach, but the bottom line is, you see Mefurish, that in the event that the Bailam became Tomei Tumas Meis, the Karmen Pesach could be brought on his behalf. So if that's the case, isn't there a Mefurish Raya from this Brisa, not like Rami Bar Chama? Again, Rami Bar Chama said that the Karmen Pesach can't be brought on behalf of somebody that's Tomei Tumas Meis. You see that the Tzitz was Miratza on behalf of somebody that's Tomei, and it's Azasar Tuma that's Huchim Michlala Batzibur, which must mean it's Tumas Meis, and Mestam it's talking about the carbon Pesach. Can't be talking about the Nazir, because by the Nazir you wouldn't have this, because the Torah says very clearly there's a mahalach of what happens. The Nazir becomes Tomei, it's Soysid the Naziris. So isn't that probably what's going on? But the bottom line is, you see Mefurish that the Tzitz is Meratza for someone that's Tomei. Tumas Meismar says no. La'olam b'sheretz. La'olam, the tzitz is only meratza for Tumas Sheretz. What's the kasha? We said, ha'enoi noisa la'voin tumah shehutrim b'chol b'tzibur. It sounds like we're talking about a tumah that's hutrim b'chol b'tzibur. Says the Gemara, v'shem tumah ba'olam. What we mean is not that it's meratza for a tumah where that actual tumah is hutrim b'chol b'tzibur. What we mean is that it's meratza for the iser tumah, because you find by the iser tumah concept that it's hutrim b'chol b'tzibur. But enachinami, the type of tumah that's hutrim is not the type of tumah where it's going to be meratza, and the reason is because what is the tumah where you find that it's hutrim b'chol b'tzibur, that's tumas meis, for tumas meis the tzitz is actually not meratza, right? For it's not meratza. That's the way Rami Bar Chama understood the Mishnah on the Pe'amid Beis and Psachim. It's not going to be meratza. What type of tumah will it be meratza for? It'd be meratza for Tumas Sheretz. But Enochinami, as it relates to Tumas Meis, so what does the Braisa mean when it says Huchim Bechol B'Tzibur? All the Braisa means when it says Huchim Bechol B'Tzibur is that it makes sense that Tzitz should be meratza for the Avoyin of Tumah. Again, you go back to the Braisa. The Braisa said the Tzitz is Meratza. What's a Meratza for? Is it Pigol? Is it Noiser? Those not, because you don't find Huchim Michlola. Tuma, you find Huchim Michlola. Now, you find Huchim Michlola by Tumas Meis, and we're saying it's going to be Meratza for Tumas Sheretz, but La'olam, what we mean when we say that it's going to be Meratza is for Tumas Sheretz, and that is where this is going to be. No, it says the Ikud, the Daik, Umaisa Hachi, there were those that asked from this Braisa, not on Rami Bar Chama, but they asked from this Braisa on the Ziknei Darm. How so? The Pasuk had said, V'nasa haranis avoyin kachem. That's the makar that the tzitz is meratza. Now, there's a little bit of a diak here. Avoyin kachem and avoyin makdishim ali. It sounds like the tzitz could only be meratza for kachem, that's tamei. I mean, if the dam is tamei. But if the makdishim are tamei, whether it's the kohen or even if it's the bailim, then it's not going to be okay. And it sounds like if the bailim is tamei, that even b'dieved it's not going to be fine. So it says the Gemara, my tumah. Which tumah are we talking about when we're saying that if the kohen or the bailim are tamei, this is not going to be miratz? Ilim tumah sheretz. Do we mean tumah sheretz? It can't be. Why? Because mi yishtar yebetzibur. Because when we said avoin kachem is okay
because it's Huchu Michlal of a Tzibur, so it sounds like it's Azasor Tumma.
Now,
the Diyuk now is it's the Kachem that has the Tumma. But it's Azasor Tumma that's Huchu Michlal of a Tzibur. Now, Tumas Sheretz, you don't find this Huchu Michlal of a Tzibur. Elolav, Tumas Meis, must be it's Tumas Meis. And still you find Vavoin Kachem in, if the Kachem, the Dam itself became Tumi Tumas Meis, that's when the Tzitz is Miratza. Avoin Makdishim Loi, but if the Avoin of the Makdish, meaning if the Bailin, or if the Kayin would be Tomei, then it would not be Miratza. And if that's the case, you have a big kash on the Ziknei Darim. In fact, you have a kash on both parts of the Ziknei Darim. Because you see over here, Loishna, if the Kayin is Tomei Tomas Meis, the halacha is that B'dieved Avoid is going to be possible. Even the Tzitz is not going to be Miratza. That's a problem with the first thing the Ziknei Darim said. When the Mishnah says Tomei possible, it means not Tomas Sheretz, but rather what it means is Tomas Meis. And with the derivative chelik of the Ziknei Darim as well. Because we said that it has to be, if the Kayin that's Tomei Tumas Meis, the halacha is it's going to be kosher b'dieved. Well, then if the Bailam is Tomei Tumas Meis, it's also going to be kosher b'dieved. Here you see both the Makdishim. Say if the Makdish is the Kayin, say if it's the Bailam, it's not going to be good even by Tumas Meis. Mara says, no, Loilam Tumas Sheretz. This price is talking about Tumas Sheretz. Because as relates to Tumas Meis, you can't make the Diyak Avoin Kachim in Avoin Makdishim Loi. Even the Avoin Makdishim is going to be kosher b'dieved. When is it not kosher b'dieved? Only with regards to Tumas Sheretz. Are you saying the reason Kachim by Tumas Sheretz is Shekin? What it means is the Shem Tumah Boilam, the same exact part. That the Shem Tumah you find the Huchu Betzibur, that's why it makes sense that the Tzitz should be Meratza, not for Pigel, not for Noiser, but for Tumah. But Endechanami, it's only going to be Meratza as it relates to Avoin Kachim, not Avoin Makdishim, but Tumah Sheretz, because when it comes to Tumas Meis, Said Avoin Kachim and Said Avoin Makdishim are going to be okay. Either way, again, this is a very hard Gemara, it's very hard to do justice to it in a Daf Yomi setting. It's something that requires an enormous amount of iyun just to understand pshat and go through it properly. Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and certainly to try to understand some of the svaras behind it. But the shortest recap possible is the Mishnah said tamei possible. The Ziknei Darim and Mechadish, this that tamei is possible. Kain is tamei and he does davoida. The halachas davoida is going to be possible. It's true only if he was Tomei Tumas Sheretz. If, however, he was Tomei Tumas Meis, you don't have this halacha of Tomei Pasa. What's the reason? Being that a Kohen that's Tomei, Tumas Meis, could be Meratza B'tzibur when it meets the criteria of Tumah Huchu B'tzibur, therefore, at the very least, b'dieved, if he's bringing a carbon yachid, the halacha is that it would have to be meratz. Tumas Sheretz, which is not subject to the laws of Tumah Huchu B'tzibur. Why? Because Sheikhtim Vizarkin al Tumay Sheretz, and the only time you have the halacha klapi, the mischaper for Tumah Huchu B'tzibur, is where the yachid would be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. And if that's true by the mischaper, it's true by the mechaper as well. So you don't have the parsha of Tumah Huchu B'tzibur by Tumah Sheretz. Therefore, you don't have the Svarim Mitoich. Tumah is going to be possible. He's not going to be possible by the Yevet. The Gemara said that if the Ziknei Darim hold that a Kohen that's Tumah Tumas Meis, but the Yevet does the Avoid, that's going to be kosher, it has to be that if the Balak carbon is Tumah Tumas Meis, but the Yevet, if he sends its carbon, it's going to be kosher as well. The reason it has to be that way is because otherwise you would have a major Kal V'chaimer problem. Because you find by Tumah Sheretz that the Meschaper is better than the Mechaper. By Tumah Sheretz, the Meschaper that's Tumah Tumas Sheretz, if the Bailam is Tumah Tumas Sheretz, Zorkin V'shoich then al Tumah Sheretz, if the Kohen is Tomei Tumas Sheretz, it's possible even with the Evet. That's the way the Ziknei Darim understood the mission of Tomei Possel. It's Tomei Tumas Sheretz. So you see, the Meschaper is much better than the Mechaper. By Tumas Meis, it would have to be consistent. It would have to be better as well. So it's untenable to think that if the Balak carbon is Tomei Tumas Meis, it's going to be possible even with the Evet. Yet if the Kayin is Tomei Tumas Meis, then it's going to be kosher with the Evet. And it has to be, said the Gemara, that the Ziknei Darim held that just like if the Kayin does the void in a state of Tumas Meis, but the Evet, it's going to be kosher, so too if the Balak carbon would bring his carbon in a state of Tumas Meis, it would be kosher b'dieved. There is no way around that. The whole parish of Pesach Sheni, that's only the mitzvah. We find that it's ma'akiv to be from the minuyim. You would think it should be ma'akiv to be from the oichlin as well. This guy who's tummy Tumas Meis can't be from the oichlin. Right, the one that's tummy Tumas Sheretz could be from the oichlin because that night will be tar. But this person can't be from the oichlin. The Ziknei Darim were not makish. They didn't hold to this business that you have to be able to be. They didn't hold from this business you have to be from the Eichel. Mara said, isn't there a Mishnah in Psochim Dapeo Mebeis where it's Mavur in the Mishnah that the Tzitz was Miratza if the Dam was Tomei by the Karmen Pesach, but not if the Guf was Tomei? It sounds like if the Baal HaKarben was tame, if the balak carbon was tame, so then the halacha would be that it wouldn't be miratza. It sounds like probably we're talking to masmeis. Mara said, no, it's talking about not where the balak carbon was tame. It's talking about where the kohen was tame, and not even where the kohen was tame to masmeis, because that would be fine b'dieved also. But it's talking about where he was tame to masheretz. The Gemara said, Rami Bar Chama clearly learned the Mishnah in Psachim Pei Amid Beis. It's talking about where the balak carbon was tame, and he was tame to masmeis. And from there, the Gemara showed that Rami Bar Chama obviously was chaylik with the Ziknei Darim, because Rami Bar Chama is of the opinion that if the balak carbon is tame to masmeis, he would not be able to have a carbon pesach be brought on his behalf. It's not something that would be kosher, even b'dieved. If that's true, then the whole binyan, the whole domino effect of the Ziknei Darim would implode. The Gemara brought a braisa. One version, the Gemara was asking on Rami Bar Chama, and the other version, the Gemara was asking on the Ziknei Darim. Either way, the Gemara was doichet the same way. This concludes the sugya, the Dafyomi version of it, of the Ziknei Darim.